This is KUT. Today at City Hall, Austin Council members are scheduled to vote on a plan to encourage more solar panels on rooftops around the city. Now, that vote may not happen. KUT's Mose Bouchel reports it's an example of how complicated things can get when you start tweaking how homes are built in Austin.
Imagine a house. Now imagine the roof. What do you see? Some shingles, maybe a chimney, but really, there's so much more.
There are a lot of pipes poking up through the roof that are vents and everything, and so that stands in the way of the panels being put on.
That's Austin District 7 Councilmember Leslie Poole. She sponsored the resolution to make more Austin homes solar ready. Part of that means leaving roof space on new construction without those vents sticking up.
It's kind of like when you buy a house and they tell you that the place for the refrigerator is already plumbed for the ice maker.
Seems simple enough, but no. The measure could add to the cost of building. Still, the Austin Home Builders Association agreed to support the measure if City Council considered another resolution, changing Austin's plumbing code. Glenn Coleman is a lobbyist working for the home builders on the issue. He'd like the code switched to something called the International Plumbing Code, or IPC.
So adopting the IPC would neutralize the extra cost adopted by Solar Ready.
He says the IPC code makes creating that extra roof space easier and has other things going for it.
Smaller piping, more flexibility, all of these things allow water conservation initiatives and solar initiatives to be more easily adopted in a house.
But others disagree.
No, I mean, that was something that they said, and there's nothing further from the truth.
TJ Dodd is business manager for the local Plumbers and Pipefitters Union. It prefers the current code, the Uniform Plumbing Code. He says plumbers have already fought back two attempts at a code switch in the last year, and they fought back this one as well. They got Poole to pull the resolution.
The plumbers here, they want the Uniform Plumbing Code. They've been trained in the Uniform Plumbing Code. It's a superior code, and for some reason, somebody won't let it go.
So that's the fight over plumbing codes. But if you remember, this story is about solar panels. When the plumbing item got pulled, the Home Builders Association pulled their support for the Solar Ready item. Mayor Steve Adler also asked for more time to look at the solar resolution. Here's Councilmember Leslie Poole.
It did seem like everybody was moving along in alignment and collaborating. And now they're not. That happens sometimes at the city.
She now expects the Solar Ready item to be postponed, though she's sure it will return for a vote in a couple weeks. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.